Fantastic. All right, we're going to head over to Union County. Corey, tell us what's going on in Union County.
Well, we've got a lot going on. Actually, one of those things where when this all started, I think a lot of the United Way directors spoke about, okay, what do we do next? And I know from Union, we're busier than ever. So what we decided to do was kind of take Dave's idea, and we created a COVID-19 page, which can be accessed through our website, unitedwayofunioncounty.org. And you can go there, and we've kind of become what I would like to call as a virtual lobby. So we are working directly with the Emergency Operations Center, which is part of the EMA and the Union County Health Department. And we've created a couple questionnaires that you can get to from our website. The first is, I want to help. So that's a way for folks who maybe want to see where they can plug in. Right below that is an updated list of volunteer opportunities. Carol in our office is doing a great job of keeping those updated, sometimes almost daily, because things are changing, as we all know, almost sometimes on an hourly basis. We also have a button that you can, or a questionnaire you can click, I need help. So in that questionnaire, we always ask people if they've called 211. As Dave mentioned, 211 is the make the right call. 211 gives you so much information and can get a lot of people based on, you know, what their situation is, what they need. And again, kind of see us as a virtual lobby. So we'll email them back and see, did you call 211? Have you filed for unemployment? So forth and so on. And then we try to kind of, like I said, direct them to the correct door in the virtual building, if you will. We also partnered with the Union County Foundation, and we decided to do one fund versus, like, they were already doing a fund, so we just asked, can we combine? So we're doing a fund with them, and I think that fund, we've already, right around $13,000, we've already put out into the community for various things like rent assistance, help with, we gave some money over to Family Promises in Delaware as they're housing two of our Union County families, and so forth and so on. So doing lots of good things, and you can donate through that. You could also click on our website and donate. And we're also very grateful to like Meyer Nationwide and Scott's, who've all donated to that fund. And our new thing, we took this from Delaware. I think what I learned from United Way is you look to your friends for great ideas. Just like Dave started the COVID-19 page, Delaware's doing like a hero. You can nominate someone who's a hero through COVID-19. So we've got that almost ready to go, and Carol in our office will be helping with that. So we'll be putting that out on social media here real soon.
What are some of the biggest needs that you're seeing in there? Is it food, like what we were talking about before?
Right now, again, this is changing day by day. In the beginning, what I really saw in Union County was people really rallying around the food issue. So we have the Hope Center, of course. They're doing daily meals nightly from 4:30 to 6, and that pretty much you can just drive up and get meals. They've also helped a lot with providing meals for North Union kids. Marysville's already got a program. Fairbanks has a program. There's also Blessings in a Backpack. And all these resources are listed on our website. So right now, we seem to be okay. The thing I'm the most concerned about is the rental assistance, because we have a lot of folks who, you know, they do live paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, they make the rent every month and they have a system. And then when all of a sudden, you know, that restaurant job goes away and you're depending on tips, you know, that's a big thing. So, you know, working on trying to come up with ways to help people bridge that gap between when they get their unemployment or the stimulus money. I know the Hope Center is looking for donations to do emergency boxes. So they're going to be doing emergency food boxes on Friday. So anybody who can donate to that, and that would be wonderful. Oh, and we also allotted some money to the county to buy oxidation machines so that they could properly sterilize all the, like, the police cruisers, EMT, trucks, so forth and so on, and buildings. So they were very appreciative, and we were really glad that we could take those donor dollars and get them right to the county, to those first responders who are doing so much for us.
Fantastic. Thanks for the Union County update.